Today is Daf Yud Ches. We're on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're on Tana Rabbanan. Four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Here we go. Kishem she'amru asa legaleach b'moed. Just like we said, you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Kach asur litol tzi pranayim. So too, you're not b'moed. So too, you're not allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Mater. Rabbi Yossi says you are allowed to. Ukashem Sha'amru Aval Asal Galeh Yume Avelo. Just like an Aval is not allowed to take a haircut during his Avelos. Kach Asal Lutal Tipanayim Bime Avelo. So too, an Aval is not allowed to cut his nails when he's an Aval during his Avelos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Mater. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to. Amar Ula Halachak Rabbi Yehuda Ba'Avel. You're passing like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to an Aval. That what? That he's not allowed to. Balachak Rabbi Yossi b'moed. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, you pass like Rabbi Yossi. Oh, Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says halachak Rabbi Yossi b'moed uba avel. Balachak is like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to an avel, a moed and an avel. Amar Shmuel halachak kedivrei hamekel b'avel. We always paskin like the mekel. Why do we always paskin like the mekel? Ramban says safik brachas lahakel. Okay. What? No bracha. I'm sorry. Savi Darabon Lakula. Savi Darabon Lakula. And therefore we pass in Lakula. Okay. Now, some stories. 1 second. What happened here? Oh, come on. Okay, next. Now some stories. Pinchas Achua de Mar Shmuel, listen to the story. Pinchas, the brother of Mar Shmuel, Itra Be Milsa, he lost a relative. Really, that means Itra Be Milsa, something happened to him. But it means he's sitting Shiva. Al Shmuel, Lemeshal Taim Mine. So Shmuel went to pay a Shiva call. It's his brother. His brother went to pay a Shiva call. Chazinhu, Litufrei Dahave Nefishin. He saw that his brother sitting Shiva, his nails are very long. He didn't cut his nails. Amale, Amailo Shaklazl, why did you cut your nails? Why didn't you cut your nails? Asking an awful. Why didn't you shave? Right? What do you say? Don't say it to an awful.
What would the case be that the brother's
nose? So he lost a child, probably. So he lost a child. It's the only way, really, yeah, right?
Or a spouse,
right. So Amale, I bididei have. If this would be you, me mezalzel bekula hai. Would you be mezalzel it? Would you be belittling it like that? If you were in my shoes, so havikishgag hayotzei b'nei hashalot. It's like the
ruler.
The ruler that the pronouncement goes out from the ruler that it comes true. And you know what? It's a milsa b'shmuel, and then Shmuel was sitting shiva. So all Pinchas Achul Mishal Tamei Binei. So Pinchas now went to pay him a shiva call. Shaklinu Latufrei Chatzinu Laape. He took the nails that he cut and he threw them at his brother. Amale Let's Lach Bris Kruzlos of Zayim. Don't you know that when you say something like that, it's going to come true? Tamar Biyochanan Minayin Shabris Kruzlos of Zayim. How do you know when a tzaddik says something, it comes true? Shemar Kadosh says Viomer Avram El Nairav. Avram said to his the two Eliezer and Yishmael, right? Shavu lechem po machamar. Used to hear with the donkey, but even our Nelchad Ko, we're gonna me and Yitzchak are gonna go. Finishtachave, we're gonna bow. Finishuva alechem, and we will return to you. Two of us together, right? It's Vistaya Milsa. It happened. The heart of Tobiah. They both came back. So you see, when you say something, it's not like something that happens, even if it doesn't really mean it. He doesn't really mean. He didn't mean that. He didn't mean it like that. But that's not what his brother meant when he said that. How come he didn't cut your nails? He meant it halachically. He didn't mean it emotionally, but that's how it happened. Tosfos asks, "What kind of raya is this?" Tosfos says, "Tema Dilma Mida Tova Meruba. Maybe a good thing comes true, right? Right? A good. Yeah, we're gonna come back. Me and Yitzchak. A good thing. Havel Lasuye. He should have said, Ha'amar Ula Ba'alma Lola Yiftach Adam Pivla Sutton. Don't open up to the Sutton. Don't give the Sutton ideas. Shenemar, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Kitine Tzedom. That's what he should have said. Tosfos doesn't answer it. It is a very unusual Gemara to bring up from Avram Avinu.
Wasn't even sure he was supposed to do
it. What?
Do
what I
was told showed you to do.
Right. He said something. He said something. He didn't even realize what he was saying. I used to hear. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Right. So, also, it's not up to him anyway. Right. The whole thing is such a difficult. But anyway, Savaminei. So he thought diad in deregel no. All right, your hands, your fingernails, you could cut. What about your toenails? No. Amar Vanan bar Tachlifa. Doesn't matter, they're both mutter. Amar v'chiyah b'ashi, amar rav, u'beginustra asr. But if you use a special kli, that's asr. A nail clipper, right. It's a special, it's a big toast, is what that means exactly. It's not so simple, but that's the pasht, is what it means. Okay, next. Amar v'shemen bar abba.
When you read that story, so they were getting
old. Difficult story.
What?
It's a difficult story. Now, about an oval, I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't remember. About an oval, I don't remember. But about chalamoid, the halacha is like this. If you cut your nails before chalamoid, before yontif, then you're allowed to cut them. Mishnah Berurah says that. Then you're allowed to. If you cut your nails before yontif, then you're allowed to cut them on chalamoid. What? People do.
No, but you, it doesn't apply to shaving.
Shaving is a different story.
They wanted to plate shave haircuts and...
Right. Shaving is a whole different story. It's a whole different story. Most poskim say you're not allowed to. Most poskim say, Ramosha had a kula that you're allowed to. It's a very complicated shaila. But Ramosha did give a heter. The heter was based on the fact that today everyone shaves every day, so you're not a manuvel if you're coming to the yontif. Right? That's the whole reason of the Gemara. Don't shave. You're not allowed to shave a chalamoid. Why? Because then you'll wait till chalamoid. So chalamoid doesn't apply today.
People don't do that.
By haircuts, people do that. You can't say that about a haircut. Right? Okay. It's a complicated thing. The motion is to give a heter. So there is a heter out there. It's a minority heter. Good? Okay. Amar b'shemar abba havikamina kamei Rabbi Yochanan. I was in front of Rabbi Yochanan be medrasha v'chal shalmoid. And Vishaklina Latufre Bishine Vizakwine. He was biting his nails and he was spitting out the nails on the floor. So Shmamina Tlas. I learned three things from that. Shmamina Motalutilbanam Khalashamoy. First of all, you're allowed to do that on Khalamoy. That's number one. Shmamina and Bamisho Mios. Number two, it's not something that's Mios. Biting your nails. It's not. Shmamina, contrary to my wife. Shmamina Mutter Lazarkan. And you're allowed to throw them out. Allowed to throw them away. Throw them down. What? Aini, is that true? Votanya, Shlosha Dvarim, Nemru, Tzipranayim. Three things were said about Tzipranayim. Hakobra and Tadik. If you bury them, you're a Tadik. Why are you a Tadik? We'll see in a minute. Sarfon, Chassid. If you bury them, you're a Chassid. And Zarkon, if you throw them in Russia, you're a Russia. Is that going to tell me he did that? He's a Russia? No. Time of my Shna, time of my. What's the reason why you have to treat nails such a way? Shema ta'abrolet isha avur v'tipol. Maybe a pregnant woman will step on them and she will miscarry.
The next one is a little bit
what? Isha yerjosh al. What do you mean? In those days, it was not. Even today. You ever walk into a yeshiva and see a woman sitting there? You never see such a thing. You'll never see such a thing.
Yeah, but she usually got a flavor of.
What?
Usually got a flavor of pushiness.
Exactly. You never see such a thing.
No,
let them
grow the
sheep. Okay, well, then there's no. Then let them take care of their own nails. You never see such a thing.
There's always nails.
In the base of men's, there's no girls. No women. No such thing.
In the men's
basement. In the men's basement, that's what we're talking about. In the men's basement, there's no such thing. Why? Why will a woman miscarry if she steps on fingernails? Why? So there are two answers to that. What? Well, the Ron says because the Ron, there's two answers. One is a Kabbalistic answer. There's some mystical thing about nails, and therefore, she shouldn't do it. But the reason is, it's Kabbalistic. Don't really understand that. That's one answer. The positive answer is, the Ron says, it's something mios, and it's going to repulse her, it's going to cause her to be all upset, and she might lose the baby. It's a practical reason, a legitimate thing. Now, today, that might be a different society. That might not turn somebody off so much. Like maybe in those days it did. It's a precaution. It's a precaution.
This is sort of shmami, you know, that he bit his nail, though. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Gemara is very medactic on the behavior of the Amorayim.
Right.
Okay.
Nowadays, it's still like this becoming behavior, but...
It's not.
In normal circumstances, it would have been a shinery.
What did you say?
What do you mean? Maybe the person's going to the janitor is going to clean up the Beis HaMikdash, take the nails, throw them over out into the street, and then a lady might step on them. So you might as well. Once it moved places, it's not a problem anymore. And you can say both reasons. So Kabbalistically, it's not a problem, and even practically, they don't even. How's that going to bother her now? If the whole thing is a chashash, maybe she's going to get all turned off, and then it's going to cause her to lose the baby. How does that apply if they're, you know? Anyway, she's walking down the street. So it might not apply, and therefore it doesn't apply. And therefore it's not even a problem. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Zug ba mechamasin lefnei Rebbe. This pair of chacham came to Rebbe. Umar Zutra mafni. Zug ba mechamasin lefnei Rebbe. Okay. Ubikshim imenu. They wanted to cut their nails. He told them it's okay. What was it? Chalmoid? An oval. The ambitious man who safa hit their lahem. And if they wanted to cut their mustache, to trim the mustache a little, he would allow it also. Shmuel Amar af ambitious man who safa hit their lahem. No, it happened like that. They asked him, "Can we trim our mustache?" He said, "Yeah." Amar avitol safra mishmei derav papa. Safa mizavis lozavis. You can even trim from one corner of the mustache to the other corner of the mustache. Amar v'ami u'basafa hamakavis. You can only do that if it bothers you. If it's hard to eat, whatever. Amar v'nachman by Yitzchak l'didi. Amar v'lididi kisafa hamakavis damili. Me, I'm always like that. It's always It's always a safa makavis. Amar avitol. Safra Mishmei Derav Papa Paro Shahay Bibi Moshe Paro in the days of Moshe Hu Ama, he was an Ama, Uzakeno Ama, and his beard was an Ama, U Mifar Mashtaku, and his private parts was Ama Vizeres. An Ama and also Vizeres, more than an Ama even. Lakaya Mashinemar, Vishafal Anashim Yakum Aleha. It's obviously not literal. Some say why the beard and the person, I don't know, but the fact that his privates were even bigger than that, it means his tithes were even bigger than him. That's what it's an allusion to. Right? His tithes were bigger than himself. That's what a Baltaivi he was.
But this is,
one arm at all.
He's
the ruler of Egypt.
Fear?
I don't think, it's hard to say it's literal, right? A little hard. Amar Avitol, Safra Bishmeder of Papa or Papi, Paro, Shai Bime Moshe, Amgushi Haya. Paro, the Moshe was a sorcerer. Shnemar, like it says, Hine Yotza Hamaima. Okay. The Elu Mechab Simpamoed. These are the following people who could do laundry on Chalamoid. Habab Avidin Sayam. They were the same people that would take a haircut. Same people. But the Gemara has one other person who's allowed to wash, do laundry. Who's that? Amar Asi, Amar Biochanan. Misha ain't lo ella cholak echad. You only have one shirt. Mutter lechabso v'chalos shalmoid. You're allowed to laundry on chalamoid.
Yeah. How do you deal with the Marisayan issues? I just came back from jail. How do you?
So we asked that question. Yeah. Everybody will know. A guy who's not here for 6 years. All of a sudden he shows up. Oh, they got parole. It happened.
I'm visiting the town for your column.
Yeah.
What can I see this guy get? I don't know.
Everybody knows. Everyone knows. I'll be realistic.
Yeah.
You live in a huge society. You come to a shtetl town, and you walk inside there, and you're the guest. Everybody in the town knows.
Everything. Well, everyone knows that he's doing that because
blah,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Who would say that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Must have been here. 1 second. Elu habachabsim b'moed, habab b'dinisayam. The Mishnah didn't give that one. The Mishnah gave a bunch of people that could do laundry. That guy was only one shirt, was not on the list. Hani in, Misha ainlo ella cholak echad lo. No, it's not true. Amr le Rav Yaakov le Rav Yirmiya asperolach. I'll explain to you the Mishnah. Right? Masnisan, the Mishnah, afal gaf the islay trey umatanfi. Let's say you have two, and they got dirty. I have two shirts. I have to yontif what to wear. And both got dirty. So I fell in the mud, and they're both miserably dirty. What's the story? Right? What's the story? Right? You cannot wash them. You cannot. Why? They're not on the list. You didn't come from a Jesse, you didn't come from being excommunicated. None of these things happened to you. What happened? You're a shlemazel. So you got your shirts all dirty. What kind of heter is that?
But if it was one shirt, you would be able to wash it.
But if it was one shirt, you'd be able to wash it. That's how you read the Mishnah. Okay? Make sense?
Not much.
What?
Not really.
It doesn't make sense?
The reason the guy has one shirt he can wash because you're not going to want a guy walking on Yom Tov,
If
he has two shirts and the two get dirty, the same reason apply.
Yeah, I hear you. Difficult, no?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hear you. It's a difficult answer, no? What do you think of that? It makes sense, that answer? Did I say it right? One minute. If you have two shirts, if you have two shirts and they got dirty, right?
If it comes from Medina Sayyam, he says even if he has two shirts, it's okay.
No, I'm not saying that. No, so one second. If you have two shirts that got dirty, are you allowed to do the wash them on Chalamoid?
Not regular.
He came from Medina Sayyam?
Yeah.
With two shirts?
Yeah. Is he allowed to anyway?
Another one. Right.
But I also came from Medina Sayyam. Does that give me a blanket heter? Or does it give me a heter only if I have one shirt?
Shirts that are soiled here, dirty shirts. Look
at the hospital. No, they're not allowed to. But if you have one shirt... If you have one shirt, you're allowed to, even if you could have washed it before Chol HaMoed. I hear it's a difficult answer.
No, I think only if they come, because then they can do it, even if they have two. But if they don't come from DNCM, then he's
okay, I'm not sure about that.
Puts the guy in the same category as everybody else who has one shirt.
Correct. So therefore, if you have one shirt, you can do laundry. I is on the list.
No.
That was Akasha, but he's on the list.
Wait, you have a guy from Venus, he ever comes and he's not got bunch shirts. Is he going to have blanket head there anyway?
Yes.
Exactly.
Even if a guy comes from Venus with 10 shirts,
exactly.
He's allowed to do laundry. Why? Because he came from Venus. It's an exception. But if you have two shirts and you're sitting in your house and they got dirty, it's your problem. Go buy another one. That's what can I tell you? But if you have one shirt, then you have a head there. Okay. If you need it for your answer, 100%. I don't know about that. Okay, next. Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giuri, Meshed Rav Yochanan. Clay Pishton, if it's made out of Pishton, Mutto Lechabs Mechal Shamoid, then you're also allowed to wash it on Chalamoid. Bunch of reasons why. Some say because there's no Terechi in that. It's very easy to wash. Others say because if you don't wash it, listen to this one. If you don't wash it, it'll get ruined. It's just opposite.
It's dirty fast.
What?
It gets dirty very fast.
Very dirty very fast.
It requires very little effort to clean it.
Right, that's one shot. Rashi says that. Other Rashis. The Rambam says that... what did he say? That it gets dirty very fast, and therefore it's like you only have one shirt. Right? And then he gives the Shita, the Re... Gives another pshat that if you don't wash, if you don't wash it, no, not if you don't wash it. If they get dirty, they get ruined, and therefore it's a davar oven. And therefore, another reason why you're allowed to wash it. Interesting. Okay. I don't know.
The same process of cleaning is
I don't know. I don't know that it's complicated halachas Chol HaMoed. Also, does it apply to undergarments? I don't know if that applies to undergarments. They doesn't have 9 undershirts. Right? So can you do laundry for undershirts? I think you can.
Now, the same hat that they have, the same thing they here for Pishton, because it's easy to laundry in this day and age, it's also easy to laundry in the machine. and you turn the machine on.
So it's no tircha.
Yeah, on those days I had to wash my hands.
It was all production.
Huh?
It was whole production. Why? Because I don't think it's considered clothing. When the Gemara says clothing, it's of course it's clothing, but it's not the status of clothing that they ushered in that they ushered on Chol Hamoed. I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Next, Masav Rava, mitbechot ha'yadayim, hand towels, mitbechot ha'sfarim. Or towels of it's a machlokas, what this means. Either it means from the barber shop, the you know they put the smock they put on you, or it's the covers of the Torahs or svarim. Hani in klipish don lo. The klipish not on the list. Doesn't say that.
It's
a machlokas. Whatever how you read it, it's okay. Amalei Abaya.
He needs a towel because he's servicing those guys who came back from Israel.
What? Right. Amalei Abaya. Masnisan afilu the sharmini. No, the Mishnah was talking about. That when it comes to hand towels and barber's towels, it doesn't matter what it's made out of, right? But if it's pishdon and there's no tircha in washing them, then it's all mutter and chalamoid. Well, Marcel raises a good point. There's no tircha today in doing laundry. There's no tircha. So I don't know. Does that change the halacha? I don't know.
Rashi did it, obviously does.
Right, right.
There is a process.
It's not a tircha. You throw it in. You take a bucket of laundry, throw it in, and come back an hour later.
Kind
of
tear. And take them out and fold them and put them away.
You have to take it down to the water and use
yeah.
A bird and
There's a
turban.
Okay, next. A lot of agadah here. So, Amar Barhedya. Listen to this. I was once by the Yam of Tveria. The whole row of people washing clothes of Chol Hamoed. Right? So Maskev Labaya, man lemon de brotzen chacham avdi. Dilma shal brotzen chacham avdi. Who said they were doing the right thing? How do you know they're doing the right thing? Just because you saw that? I'm not denying you saw it.
No one cursed them out.
Okay. Next Mishnah. Ve'elu kosvin b'moed. These are the following things you're allowed to write on Chol Hamoed. All of a sudden, which implies you're not allowed to write on Chol Hamoed.
Right?
Everyone knows that. Where'd that come from? Right? No one ever said, well, you're not allowed to, what else? What else the malachas are out there? You can't plow on Chol Hamoed. Tzorach Hamoed, it's hard to say Tzorach, it's in the beginning, right?
You're allowed
to harvest on Chol Hamoed. But only if it's Tzorach Hamoed, or for a Dover HaAvod. When it comes to writing, we don't even say that. Where'd that come from? It's all assumed. But here's what you can write.
You can't write because of what? What's this?
Kircho
or malacha?
So it's not such a simple explanation. Right. Where does it come from? You can't write on Chol Hamoed.
You look at everything in today's day and age. You have to look at their day and age.
No, but now it's not my same question anymore. So it's not my same one now.
Yeah, but no one's going to say in the Gemara. But it's not a tircha. It's not a tircha, you could do it.
Right.
We're going to have it. Much is 100% right. In 2014, who doesn't write? I remember once we had some company.
It's a simple thing. You don't put your pocket, pen in the pocket. They have things okay.
We had company on Yontif. So Chol Hamoed, the woman, it was a single girl. She calls her wife and she says, do you have the recipe written down somewhere for something you made? So my wife says, I'll give it to you right now. She's nice. Chol Hamoed. Like, I can't write. After, I want to make sure you have it. So after the end of it, I'll write it down. Like, I was like, that's so impressed, you know? Like, she actually wouldn't write on Chol Hamoed. You know? I couldn't believe it.
I don't think we would overcome Chol Hamoed or something.
Right. Right. It's very hard. Unfortunately, we don't have time to go into the whole background of writing on Chol Hamoed. But here we go. Here's what you can write.
No, that's for sure not.
We're going to see, for sure not. The Gemara is going to say that. Elo kosim, here's what you can write on Moed. Kiddushe nashim. This is a machlokas what that means. Either, we'll see in a minute what it means. Either it's a, you can be a Mekadosh woman in three ways. Kesef shtar right. And bia. So this is a shtar. Or is it something else? We'll see in the Gemara. Gittin, a get. Shovrin, a receipt. Daitiki, you know, when a person's on his deathbed, he wants to designate certain fields, certain people, you could write that down. Matana, a present. Prozbul, a prozbul you could write. Igeres shum, how much is something worth? You want to donate it to Beis HaMikdash. Igeres mazon, how much is going to be supporting the family. Shtari chalitza, a chalitza, miyun, miyunin, right? When a girl wants to do miyun, right? She's 12 years old, she doesn't want to, she just walk away, they write a shtar for that. What? Right. Write a refusal, write a refusal. Shtar birurin, a shtar for judges. I want that judge to judge my case, he wants the other judge. Gzeiros bezdin, gzeiros of bezdin, and igeres shel, it's machlokas what this word now is. Is it, some say it's roshus, which means the government. Some say it's rishus. Write a letter to you. Hey, how you doing? I saw your mother-in-law the other day. Right, so a regular letter. So if that's mutter, what's left, right? What's left? That's why most people say it means rashus. It means the government. The government wrote some, right? They wrote some, I don't know.
Who's writing it down? You are or they are? The government?
What?
The government. The Jewish government or the Jewish government?
What?
Like, what are you doing? The government's writing?
Who's writing that? Right.
The government can write. The Jewish government.
I hear you. Okay. Amar Shmuel, mutter la'aretz isha b'chal shamoid. You're allowed to get engaged on chal shamoid. Erisin's mutter. Okay? Why is it mutter? Says the Gemara, fascinating answer. Shem yakdimenu acher. Maybe somebody else will chap her. If you don't propose to her, someone else will propose to her. She's not going to wait around for you. Right? So you better act together and you better go propose.
How the hell 40 days?
The Gemara's going to ask that in a minute. Leah Messiah Lahu, I'll bring you a raya. It says in the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Elu Kosim Memoed, Kedushay Nashim. It says, you're allowed to write a Shtar Nashim. My love, what is that? Shtar Kedusha Mamish? Doesn't that mean a Mamish or Shtar Kedusha? Hariat Mikudesh Esli, Vishtar Zeh. That's not what it means? It's not what it means. Shtar E Psikta. It's a Shtar like a Tanayim. Right? That's what it means. Ukeduv Gidla Marav. Don't have Gidla Marav, a famous Gemara. How much are you giving? They sit down before the. Today they don't do this. Maybe Chassidim do it, but by Litvish they don't do that. They don't write down at the board how much. What's the story over here?
No, when they read the Tanaim at
the. Right. So the Tanaim are done at the wedding.
Yeah.
Done at the wedding. Maybe the minister is not the done before. I know it's a big problem. Anyway, Kama Atanosin Levincha, Kach Vekach, so and so. Kama Atanosin Lebitecha, Kach Vekach. How much you giving for your daughter? So and so. Amdu v'kitchu, they got up, they shook hands. Kanu, hein, kanu, they made a kinyan. Hein hadvar haniknin ba'amira. These are the kinyanim that can be done with amira. Right, they would write it down. And that's what maybe the Shtar Kedushin is. But it didn't have to be written down. It was niknin ba'amira. So I once heard, that's what do you mean niknin ba'amira? Normally you have to write things down, no? So when it comes to this, there was a caption. It didn't have to be written down. So I once heard, that's where the root of the word vort comes from. How did the engagement party get called a vort? What does a vort mean? A word. How'd that happen? Because hein hein hadvar haniknin ba'amira. You hear that? Haniknin ba'amira. You don't believe that? Is that hard? What's that saying? Huh. That's what I once heard.
Yeah, but if your word is, you're gonna
exactly. Exactly. Guy. What do you mean? What's your word?
The whole pillar on the roof was based on that.
Right? The whole, right. Right? What do you mean the word?
Well, that was a kind of the
right? As my contracts professor said, oral contracts aren't worth the paper they're not written on.
Exactly.
Right?
There's a big difference over here. There's so many witnesses.
Right, right.
You can say later on, oh, this never happened?
It's just an interesting, that's a,
that
I once heard a theory, that's what the word vort, what's the word vort?
Very interesting.
Interesting, right? Because Hain has everything by Mira. Okay. Anyway, Lemon Messiah, I'll bring you a raya. A nos de nushin b'moed. You're not allowed to get married. So, Nisu, you're not allowed to have a chalamoid.
Was it a simcha?
Yes, because of simcha. Lo basula, it's not a basula. Lo almana, lo miabmin, none of this. But they should simcha, he lo. It's a big simcha. Hala aris, shari. Aye, but the arisin is mutter. So, you see that maybe arisin is mutter. It's a support. Lo, no, not necessarily a support. Why? Lo mi boy a kamar. Lo mi boy la aris. For sure not, I erisin, the loka avid mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah, right? It's a whole discussion. Marriage is mitzvah. Even if it's a mitzvah, it's not the gemara mitzvah. You have to be married. You have to have nisuin. Ella, afilu lisa nami, even to get married, for sure not, the loka avid mitzvah. Yeah, you're doing a mitzvah. I'm finishing the job. I'm finally getting the nisuin. Usher, it's still usher. Tashma, it says like this. Katana debay Shmuel, ma'arisin, you're allowed to have erisin, Avalo Konsin, you can't have Nisuin. The Ain Otsin Sudas Erisin, you can't have a Sudas Erisin, the Lomi Abnin, and you can't have Yibim either, and then Shimcha Hulo. Because it's a big Simcha. Right? So what do you see from here? Shema mina. Erusin, you're allowed to have a chal moed. That's mutter. Umi amar Shmuel shema yikdemenu acher. Did Shmuel really say that? Did Shmuel really say maybe somebody else will chop her? Did Shmuel really say that? I va'amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel b'chol yom baskol b'chol yom v'yom every day baskol omeres baskol yoses v'omeres baskloni laploni so the plonis laploni. What do you mean? How could you say someone else is going to get her? It's your destiny. No, it's preordained. It's preordained. Ella, you know what the answer is? Shema yikadmenu acher barachamim. Now maybe somebody else will get her with davening. Oh, so Tosis asked. Well,
the tefillah can change in Zaradin.
What?
The tefillah can change in Zaradin.
So, what Mati's saying is true. Look what Tosfos says. The bottom Tosfos. Tema. Amai lo mashani. Why don't we give the following answer? Ha bezug sheni. Ha bezug rishon. We give that answer in Sota. The Gemara says, it's not true sometimes that you get 40 days before, right? What do you got? How do you get divorced? Ha bezug rishon. Ha bezug sheni. Perek sheni Sanhedrin. Or perek kam is Sota. Two places it appears. So Tosfos doesn't answer the question. So the Marsha answers. Because we wanted to give an answer that applies to everybody. A universal answer. So the universal answer is davening can undo that baskol, which is a Shabbat Shuva Drasha in itself, right? How davening can change something like that, right? What? Yeah, I mean it's destiny. Right. No. The answer is no such thing as destiny.
This guy
Davini
is more aggressive. He went off the
first. Listen to this. Ki had the Rava Shame Rava heard this guy, the boy Rachame, he was davening. He said, "Shazam Ali Pulitza, oh Hashem, please let me marry such so and so. I really want to marry her." Amale Loti by Rachame, don't do that. Hachi, don't do that. If she's meant for you, nothing's gonna stop that. And Elo. And if she's not meant for you, kafarta b'Hashem. You're going to just get upset at Hashem. All you're going to do is get angry if she's not meant for you. So don't daven like that. Basar Haki, Shame, Dikamar. Later he heard this guy saying, Oi, ihi lamutz mikama, o ihi tamutz mikame. Either I have to die or she has to die. I can't go on like this, not being with her. Exactly. What happened? Made himself crazy. Amale, lav kamir lachoti boyala de milsa Haki. Didn't I tell you not to go down that road? I told you not to go down that road. Want romantic advice? Go talk to Rava, right?
He was consoled, like it doesn't work out. Oh, it wasn't by Sharon. Go on. People usually can't come from that. You know, it's okay.
Correct. Because there's nothing else you're going to say to them.
Right, so.
What else could you say? So we do believe that Hashem does what's best for you,
right.
And if He gave you A and not B, there's a reason for it, right?
And
don't spend your whole life crying over it.
Right?
Exactly. Okay, so a wife is a big thing because you want it to be. You want it to last for a long time. So it's a big deal. Right? It's not what car he gave you,
yeah.
Right? Which changes every 3 years, right? It's a bigger deal. Okay, so you want it to work out. Everybody wants it to work out. So it would have worked out with that one better. How do you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a rabbi, Men HaTorah, Men Avim, Men HaKtuvim. May Hashem, Ish L'Ish. There's three places. Torah and Avim Ksuvim that Hashem gives you that's how the Gemara goes. Because the Gemara says 4 days before the Baskel goes out, and then the other Gemara says there's another Gemara that says you get who you deserve. Right? You get who you deserve. So the Gemara asks, how can it be 40 days before you knew who Hashem knew who you deserved? You weren't a person yet. You didn't have good traits and bad traits. What does that mean? The Gemara answers, Hazug Rishon, Hazug Sheni. That's what the Gemara answers. It's not an easy answer. Right? It's a very hard answer. What does that answer mean exactly? So Tosfos says, we don't want to give that answer here because they want a universal answer. Okay. Min HaTorah d'chsiv v'yayin lavan u'besuul v'yomu min Hashem yotze davar. This Shidduch, even lavan and besuul understood that. The Shidduch is from Hashem. We can't change the Shidduch. Min HaNaviim d'chsiv aviv v'imo lo yadu ki min Hashem hi. Who's that? Shimshon. The Shimshon's parents couldn't stop the Shidduch. It's from Hashem. And Menaksuvim Dechiv, base, Ho Nachlas Avos, Ume Hashem, Isha Maskeles. Okay.
The only thing is, only if there's a wrench in solving the davening thing. Everything goes according to plan. Unless this guy davens really a lot of come on and gets his way because he davens.
That goes, just goes to show you what davening could do.
Right.
Davening could do it. Davening could, because so you have to say, what's davening about? It changes you. And I wasn't right for her. Now I am. Or she wasn't right for me. Now she is. It changes it. It makes, yes, that's what davening can do. We don't believe that because we don't see it happening. Because we daven and daven and daven, and we don't see the fruits. That's because we don't daven right.
Maybe that was the ultimate plan anyway. You don't know what
the right
plan was.
Right. We want to daven, and then that night we win the lottery. That most of the time doesn't happen like that.
Right.
So then we throw in the towel on davening. Okay, that's our attitude problem. Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Ruven Esther Buli Rabbi Masih Satana. We learned also in a Mishnah. Amar Ruven Ben Esther Buli a Brisa. Ain Adam Nechshav B'Davar El Im Kein Aseh. I'm not sure what this means. A person is not suspected of something unless he actually did it. Or at least he thought to do it.
When the smoke
is fire. Huh?
When the smoke
is right. The imlo asa, kulo asa. If he didn't do all of it, he did a little bit of it. The imlo asa mitzaso, hira belibo lasoso. If he didn't do it, at least he thought about doing it. The imlo hira belibo lasoso. If he didn't think about it even, ra'achema sha'asu v'sameach. He saw others doing it, and he got excited about that. So, Moshe Rabbi Yaakov, is that true? But it says, V'yachpu'u b'nei Yisrael b'dvar ma'shalokein al Hashem elokeihem. But it says that they were happy about things that they didn't even do these things. Right? They weren't choshen on these things. Hasam l'hachis hud'avet. They did things just to get Hashem angry. So that doesn't count. Tashma says, V'yikanu l'moshe b'machna l'aron kodesh Hashem. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar Malamed Shekol Echad Kina L'Ishto B'Moshe. Everybody told their wife, don't hang out with Moshe. I'm suspecting you of being a sota together with Moshe. That's ridiculous. Moshe was hanging out with married women. No. Hasam Yishov Sinahu Da'avit. So what is it? What is it? They smoked this fire by Moshe? No. They only did that because they hated Moshe. So the whole thing was a ruse. Of course, not always when they smoked this fire. What?
He had a rough time, Moshe.
Toshma. Amar Vyosi. Yehi chelki emisha chashud nosi b'dar.